While lots of car repair places give lip service to the care and feeding of your car, only one name is on the lips of people who want to keep their cars for 200,000 miles or more.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
One repair chain is putting itself smack dab between you and the grim car reaper. Now, suppose I told you that chain has dedicated itself to helping you avoid car payments for as long as possible. I'll bet one name would be on your lips, too.
Thank you for calling Merlin. This is Don. How would you like to turn left at 100,000 miles and drive another 100,000 miles?
There's a drive for 200,000 going on at one place and one place only.
At Merlin, we care about you and your car.
Right now, you can get up to a $30 rebate on brake service at Merlin. Stop by for a free brake inspection or visit merlins.com for locations and to make an appointment.
The Bulls and Blackhawks are both fighting for postseason glory. We're the only station in Chicago ready to deliver the level of playoff coverage you crave. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score SCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola, and I could really listen to David Blatt talk for hours. If you don't know who David Blatt is, he's the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's what very few guys can do. You know, it's one thing to talk about, okay, you know, don't lose confidence or don't lose your way or don't lose your aggressivity, but, you know,
what?
Human nature takes away from most people, you know, that kind of feeling when things don't go well. Not from that guy. He's a very, very special basketball player. Very special.
Talking about LeBron James.
What the hell is he talking about?
Princeton?
Very special basketball player, LeBron James. Which he is, by the way.
Say aggressivity?
Aggressivity.
Yeah.
Aggressivity.
And it wasn't the only time he used that word either. Used it multiple times.
No.
Anywho, the Bulls are back at the United Center tomorrow. They trail the Cavs 3-2. Jimmy Butler led the way last night for the Bulls, 29 points. The Bulls made 7 of 25 three-pointers. LeBron led all scores, the special guy that he is, with 38 points, added 12 rebounds, 6 assists, and 0 turnovers. Game 6 tomorrow at the UC, tips at 7. The Cubs have taken the first two from the Mets at Wrigley, and last night Jake Arrieta went 8. He struck out 10. That's my guy, and he in the 6-1 win for the Cubs. Chris Bryant hit his third home run in the last four games. Tonight, Jason Hamill opposes Matt Harvey. First pitch at 7:05. The White Sox wrap up their 3-game series in Milwaukee tonight. Jose Quintana faces Jimmy Nelson. Pregame on The Score starts at 6:35. The Blackhawks open the Western Conference Finals Sunday at Anaheim. I don't believe that's official yet, but it was confirmed earlier today by Jay Zawoski. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. And now it's time for yesterday's King of the Day, brought to you by King of Queens. Catch the hilarious comedy weeknights at 11 p.m. on WCIU The U. Yesterday's King of the Day was indeed LeBron James, his 38 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, and the 106-101 win over the Bulls. And those 0 turnovers, and coming in just half a vote short, again, the tan man, Chris Tannehill.
Oh, I felt good about it today.
But you had a shot?
It was close. It was right there.
You were saying before the show, he came up to me, because, you know, he goes, Bergie, I think I got this one today.
Yeah, it was right there. And again, surprisingly enough, Joe Dredge split his vote in halves, gave half to LeBron and half to Tanny, which gave LeBron the win once again. Yep.
Wow.
More aggressivity for me.
Mm-hmm.
You should be more aggressivity.
My guy, Joe, rat bastard.
And you had 0 mistakes on the board yesterday, too. It was an impressive day. I thought for sure you had it.
No mistakes allowed.
Just
well,
hijinks.
Certainly not on this show.
Just hijinks and construction noise. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight, 6:35, Sox and Brewers on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
There's LeBron with the steal and the stop. LeBron able to hit over Butler.
James with space.
And scores on the reverse. LeBron hits the three. Takes down by Rose. Double the ball to back. Here's Rose. Rejected by James.
James. What a night for LeBron James.
Hey, look, the guy's a great player, and I've said this before. You can defend a great player very well, and he can still make. Now, I thought we were a step late with our help today. We got to look at that and see how we could correct that. But he's great, a great player. You know, we got to challenge shots, try to make them work.
Cleveland takes a 3-2 lead. Game 6 back in Chicago on Thursday night.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Oh, Gibson and Dellavedova get involved. Smith was pushed, and here we go.
Dellavedova did the leg locks.
Oh, a little now, scissor move.
And I hope the referees see it. I'm not trying to let Taj Gibson off the hook. But you can't leg lock a man and think he's not going to react.
Gibson is hit with a flagrant 2, so he has been ejected.
I'm not sure. It's just bizarre. Yeah, I saw.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the Score.
Terry Boers, Dan Bernstein.
You look bigger when it's not yours, right?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Let's go to work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You do indeed have Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And always great to hear my guy Ramblin' Red Rectum refer to me as an idiot, because after all, he's right. And in case you don't know it, he's the reigning country DJ of the year.
Grabbing some phone calls and reading tweets and emails, getting your reaction here. So Tom Thibodeau talking right now says Derrick Rose is fine, and he tells reporters that Gasol is feeling better. He did a walkthrough. He is again going to be a game-time decision. So the question is, do you want Pau Gasol at something less than full capacity? I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, it's hard enough for him to run the floor and play defense when he's 100% healthy.
Yeah.
Brandon in Evergreen Park, you're on WSCR.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. So, obviously, it looks like no matter what happens after this season, Thibs is pretty much gone. So, my question is, if some of the leaders, like, let's say Jimmy, Derek, and Joe Kim go to management and say, hey, you know what? Thibs gives us the best chance to win and we want him to stick around.
Not happening. Won't happen.
Yeah, no, they're not
gonna. Feel that way, and not the kind of thing that Derrick Rose does. He's in his own world, and the other guys. You think Jimmy Butler likes leading the league in minutes played per game? You think
probably
he likes it?
That's true.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. So no, that's not gonna happen. I mean, look, I think there's not a Pelican alive, including like just actual Pelicans, out on the water somewhere that wouldn't have said, hey, don't fire this guy.
They really
That's Anthony
like
Davis. That was his buddy.
Right.
That's one of the best players in the league. I'll get to that some of this later. But no, Brendan, it. You know what? When you make up your mind for whatever reason it is, as a front office, I'll give you some more information later. Toast.
It works the other way.
Toast.
It works if you get a star player who says this guy.
That will also happen.
But if you look at Oklahoma City, Sam Presti had no contact with Durant or Westbrook or anybody. He had a move to make and he made it. It was completely unilateral. That was his call. He made it. He wanted a better coach and made that move. Now, if he got a better coach, I would venture to say he probably did, because I'm not a big Scott Brooks fan, and I think Billy Donovan has proved his mettle as a basketball guy, and some guys can make the transition, some can't, but people forget. That's another guy. Billy Donovan played the NBA.
Well, and I always love the concept, and I'd have to think about it, but I love the concept of a guy who ran a team and ran the, you know, I mean, every level of basketball he was ever on, he ran the team. He's the point guard. He was the one doing it. So I think he, watching him and watching Florida, he gets it. I mean, I think he gets it, and I hope he gets it to the NBA level while he's at it, you know, because it's a lot different than college. But in terms of coaching a team, absolutely, that's your hire.
Let's see if we found Darnell in Rockford now on the Score.
Hey, how you doing? It's Darnell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to talk about the way he's using our bench. You know, now Nico, he's a rookie too, right?
Well, he's a newcomer. I wouldn't say he's a rookie because he's played professional ball before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I said we could play McDermott and Etwan Moore.
No,
and he probably can play Muhammad a little bit too.
What does that accomplish?
Well, he can do better than Kirk Heinrich. What Kirk Heinrich giving us? Every time he's signaling somebody, it's scoring on him.
Etuan Moore. I mean, you're talking about an end-to-bench D-League level player. You and Nazi Muhammad can't even barely walk. I don't know what you want. Why would playing bad players make your team better?
Man, you think they're bad players, huh?
Yes.
Yeah,
we now, one more thing.
And you know what? We don't think much of Kirk either, but Thibs loves him. Uh-huh. I mean, he's given him everything. He loves him. He loves him. Well, I agree with you. I know why. He does.
Hey, guys, I think they need to double LeBron's game as soon as he gets the ball. They're waiting too long to bring the double chain.
Okay.
That should help somewhat.
Depends on who else is on the floor. There's no magic in that, because when they tried to double him, he would just split it a couple times. And he just spins right, shoulders right through it. It's easier said than done.
Yeah, he's killing Jimmy Butler, trying to keep him sticking by himself.
Hey, Jimmy is doing the best he can with a guy that's a physical. I mean, that's just like a, you know. Thank you for the call. Yeah, that's almost an impossible task. And Jimmy has played real. I thought he played really well last night. I mean, he hit the big shot for you too. He has sort of added that as this year is going on. He'll hit that big shot for you. So I mean,
he didn't last night.
No, he didn't. But he hit one. The guy to back. He had a man.
He did.